appointed in the capacity of a mikabe, of a passive law. So the nisin element is fulfilled when the get is turned over into the hands of the shliach levoye. But the maise kinyan can be done only by the isha, when the isha gets it. So melee, when the shliach levoye turns over the get to the isha, he doesn't have to turn it over. Miyodei liyado. He can put it on gabi karake, because as far as the requirement of the kabbalah is concerned, so it has to be kabbalah miyada bal yada isha. So the shliach levoye was in the shoes of the isha. He was mikabel miyada bal liyodei. And then, but in shliach kabbalah, so is shliach also for making the maisa akinyan, for making the maisa akinyan. So here he is not for making the maisa akinyan. So mele, we could say, so I mean this. So what Rameshe, I mean all that I said, Reb Chaim said. I mean, but what I heard from Reb Moshe, that to explain the tesis. So I explained it. So the machlekes, now again, the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rashi is, both agree, the Rashi also agrees, that Kinyan Baalme, even Kinyan the Raise, is not effective by yet. There is aloha of Nisine. But here, there is Nisine, because of Gita Vachatzira Poyim Kechol. So there is Nisine. But there is another element, another requirement, Kinyan. So Rashi Shiti is, insofar as the requirement of Kinyan is concerned, it doesn't have to be Dafki Kinyat, it can be any Kinyan. It can be Kinyan Agev also. It can be Kinyan Agev also. But insofar as the Nisin is concerned, so that's Fuchotza, that's Yat. The Rashbo Shiti is, that even in regard to the second requirement of Kinyan, Dafki Kinyan Yat, not other Kinyan. Dafke kinyan yad, not other kinyan. Whereas Rashi Shite, in regard to Nisine, so it's dafke yad. But insofar as kinyan is concerned, it doesn't have to be dafke kinyan. It doesn't have to be dafke kinyan yad. It can be kinyan agef also. So Mele, Pshat and Tesis says there was a sort of item to say that Reimer Knu Gezer Ishti Shtashich Ozel Avdi. Because so there's this title on Tesis that maybe it has reference to the case of Mamishlosh by Ghetto. In other words, the Baal wrote to get, and then he was mafkidet, the Baal Ruvei wrote to get, and then he deposited it with Shimon. And then in the same room, Ruvein and Shimon and the Isha were there. So he said to Shimon, the get that I deposited with you, I want you to give it to my wife. And she was present there. So then we don't say that and then in May is Loyit Lachamise. So why is Loyit Lachamise? So because get is a chayv. Suppose get had been a schus, so then he since ten is kisri, if we say ten is kisri, so mele he would be, since he said no, so that means that he was makfit, that it has to be handed over to the isha. So mele, what kind of ishliar did he want him to appoint? Not as a shliach of the Kabbalah. Because if the Baal had wanted the shliach to be a shliach of the Kabbalah, why did he say no? He should say 10. Gezalisht. So since he said 10, so mimele, it means he wanted him to be, even if 10 is kisri, so then he wanted him to be shliach levoy, because that's the analogy of Shliach Levoye. Shliach Levoye, so the Isha becomes divorced only when it's turned over. Here he emphasized that it should be, that it has to be handed over to the Isha. But he wants him to become a Shliach, so at most he wants him to become a Shliach Levoye, not a Shliach Likabole. Shliach Likabole means that he's a Shliach in two capacities. He's he is a shliach in the capacity, in the passive role of being mikabel, to realize in sinemi yodeli yodo, and in the kinyan is the capacity of an active role, in other words, of making a maisa kinyan. Since he said 10, he was makfit, it should ultimately be turned over to the isha. So in other words, so at most it could be a shliach levoye. So mele, if the chachomim had been misake, my mitzvoshte, ligabish dores, so then, as far as the kiyan is concerned, so he can say, hefka besne hefka, even ligabe getisha. In respect to the requirement of nisina, it's not shy to say, hefka besne hefka, it has to be nisina miyodri yodo. But here, nisina is realized, mitzashliach livoy. But there is another requirement, there has to be maizakiyan. Maizakiyan, that's like okiyonim. And those Rishenim who say, as the Machne Ephraim points out, that when Chachomim say, when Chachomim are misake in a kinyan, so then it's effective midaraisa because of Hefka Bezn Hefka. So it could be effective even ligabi the kinyan of Getisho. So the reason why she's not kinyan, the Shliach Nivoye is not kinyan for the Isho, because the Chachomim were not misake in my Mishlosh Mishnahs. Okay, I think we'll leave it here. I would like to give a shiur tomorrow. I mean, I'm not going to give a shiur. Usually Monday is a shiur nida, but now it's not. I'm not giving any shiur nida anymore. So I would like to give a shiur tomorrow, because I would like this week to finish the parak. I would like to. So tomorrow I would like to give a shiur. Okay.
Of Kenya. That's the Hesper between. That's the Hesper of Gittin Gyodah Boyin Kiyah.
That's right. Yeah.
So, according to our client, what's the Hesper of Gittin Gyodah Boyin Kiyah?
So what? It's a nice and similar thing.
No, but where do we see. But there's a problem with the Kenyan. She doesn't have attempts at making a Kenyan.
So why not? There's a Kenyan also. When they don't the agree with the. With the sheet of the Tayshin Shams. That in Kenyan Chotzer, it has to be Dumya Diyodah. It has to be the Mikabels, the Zeiches. Chotzer before the object is placed in the chotzer.
But even in regard to Nesina, it has to be for Yad.
So it is a Yad.
It is a Yad.
Simultaneously. There's a lot of Kiv Chatzir. Is there any?
Yeah.
Roll the Moshach. Dafir Gimel Medalek. Because the Tavisa Bashmuel, Bamalse, Mishmi Garab says, Vushit Bur Menoch Mikon Zob. Yes, we're asking. Ilayne di bori kitzipur my avid. Goli Moshe. By the king, very shrigna. Goli Moshe. So Rasha is the kasher. But so what? But there is a loch of misle kind of a mess. The answer is there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachomim, Reb Meir and Reb Yesi, whether we say misle kind of a mess. So the kasher is a libid mandoma that there is no a loch of misle kind of a mess. Came in my polk, or came along meet for the kind of animals. In Kinlake must listen be bori. And even though there is no king, we should meet for the kind of animals. Yesh Lema, keeping the Chachomin Plida, and may have been less in the less slow meets the kind of animals. In the Afford of the Kanyon Kremaya, Liboy Loik may must listen to Hidoy. Kid the Ashkahom before I get. Reike Shmuel must listen to the Doi Kerabiesi, the Marosu, Shinezerek Zeche, Afrodalif, Kambom Sia, Sova Shmuel Tarosi. But in order to apply a Mishne price, like a certain Tane, not the Chachomim, even though it happens that the Aloch is not like the Chachomim, that we don't do. Eidish Lema, the Motzaleikma must listen, we should meet Sveli Kaim Divra Mess. Dinke Mayer Yetziburi, Aflein Tziburi Name. We couldn't apply the Mishnah in Rav's memory because of Mitzel Kaim Divra Mess. Monefshach, Mitzel Kaim Divra Mess applies to everything. So why Dafke Tziburi? אם כי מהי הציבור מפלאים ציבורים עמד יסובר אדמורה מיצר לקיים שייך אפילו במיוב ובבורי לחשינו למונה קובו midloi pirish. So, but in Yilve, so there is a chshoshem. Maybe monekavor. The answer is the chshoshem monekavor is only when the shchiv mera says. So then, if the shchiv mera, after all, he's doing everything, you know, everything because he anticipates death, and still he doesn't specify which money, so then it creates a suffix, maybe as reference to a hidden money. Mashinkinibori, who doesn't anticipate death, so why should he have reference to hidden money? That stays in some minutes, not so poshet, but Tesfis holds that the whole chshosha of money kavur is only shayach when the person who anticipates death says, or maybe he has reference, but the body who is in full control of himself and is relaxed, monefshach, if he had reference to money kavur, he would say it. Why doesn't he say it? But if he anticipates death, so he's very upset, he's not relaxed, so he doesn't say it. But the body is fully relaxed. If he has reference to the money kavur, he should say it. I have a hidden money somewhere. So mitzvah kind of measure have filled the milv. The body of Hashem money kavur, it loy pirish. But by shchiv mera, it's no raya loy pirish. He's upset. So that's okay. The Mishneh, it's not the derech of the Mishneh to mention a din that is nothing that does not accord with the sheet of the Chacham, even though we don't pass the Chacham. But Rav, Din Tena, Rav Gufei Tikshir Leikin, Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ames, Afilein Tzibur. So Mele, why does Rav say the Hilchase that the Hilchase only Tzibur? But since the Aloch is like Rav Meir, and this is assumed that Rav also holds the Aloch is like Rav Meir, so Mele in Tziburin, it should also be effective because of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ames. The Yeish Leima, the Rav is Shavu Rav Meir, Elo Kerab Yeis, כי לפוסיק שמואל בפרק מציע שאיש אינה מכיר הביס. So in other words, the Rav, even though we paskun, the Gemara paskuns, that the Halacha is like Rameah, but Rav himself doesn't paskun like Rameah. Now, the Machlekes, whether we say it's a kind of a mess, we find in two places. One is between Rameah and the Chachamim. And then we find the same achleikes in Ksubes, Daf Samach Tes, in between Reb Meir and Reb Yeis. So let's see. Daf Samach Tes in Ksubes. Maybe there's another in my Ksubes. No, I have in my Ksubes. Okay, fine. Oh, yeah, you have it. So we have that machlekes in two places. One machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, and then between Rav Meir and Rav Yeis. Hamashlish, the Mishneh Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, in Ksubes, Hamashlish Mois Libite, Vihi Meres Neman Baile Olam. In other words, the father appointed a trustee and apotropis for his daughter. I mean, while his daughter was little. So he appointed a trustee. I mean, I suppose that in itself was an anticipation of death. I mean, but it doesn't make any difference. So he appointed a trustee for his daughter. And he deposited money with the trustee, with the church, for the daughter. And in other words, now the daughter is very little, but he expects her to get married. And if he will not be around, you know, to take care of her, so he appointed a trustee in Apotropis, a Jewish, and with the trustee he deposited certain monies, and to be used for buying the sode and establish the daughter when she gets married. When she gets married. Hamashlish Mois Lipite, vi meres neman bai, then she gets married to someone. And the father is the, he died already. So the daughter says, well, I trust my husband. In other words, that all the monies that my father deposited with the apotropes, the shalish, can be turned over, she's a good wife, it can be turned over to my husband, and let him do whatever he wants. I trust him. So, Yase HaSholish Mashmu Shlosh B'yodeh, Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says, because Rav Meir holds Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Rav Meir, so Rav Meir holds that in spite of the fact that the daughter, who is the beneficiary of the trust, she says, I trust my husband. And I want that all the money should be turned over to him and let him do for me the way he decides. No. So the halacha is that the sholish has to fulfill his trust and then and do if the money is in accordance with his discretion. In accordance with his discretion, not the discretion of the husband. Yasa HaSholish Mashu Shlosh B'yodeh. Not a rash. HaMashlish Mois L'Bite. Mosa Mois B'yacholish L'Tzeya B'Bite. Likni Sode O'Nidunye L'Shchnose. Vi Meres L'Acha Shemiseis. Nemen Bay Le'olai. Shelo Yakvim L'Atzme. Tnom Le'i V'Hu Yikne Li Sode K'she Arce. Yasa Sholish. Yikne HaSode V'Inshein Lo. Di Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. Then Rabbi Yisi is chelik. Rabbi Yisi says, V'cheino elo sode, V'reitza l'meicho, Hareyo mechu o me'achsho. Why should the sholish not do what the daughter so says? Suppose he already bought his sode for her, the sholish. So the sode is hers. And suppose she tells the husband, oh, listen, my sode, you, I am ready, you want me to sell it? Sell it. So even if the sode had already been bought with that money, and then she would like to let her husband sell it, so she certainly can do that. Well, that even Rav Meir will agree, because then the trust has already been discharged by the sholish. So he says, so in this case where the trust was not as yet discharged, should also be able to say, I want my husband to discharge the trust. In other words, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisim v'cheino l'sode v'yireitza l'meicho hare mechu ha-machsho b'medvor m'amurim b'gdeilo avol b'ktano imai sektano krum. So, suppose she's a ktano, so her das is not das, so then even Rabbi Yisi will be made there, that she's not in a position to say, well, I want the money to be turned over to my husband, I like my husband. Her das is no das, but if she's a gdelo, so then her das is a das, so according to Rabbi Yisi, she can say, I want the monies to be turned over to my husband and let him do with it the way he decides, and Rav Meir says no. Now, so in the case of Ektano, everybody agrees that the Sholish has to discharge his trust and to ignore the instructions by the daughter. She's Ektano. In case of Ektano, then the Gemara says, in case of Ektano, and she's already Nisua, then Rav Meir is also made it, that that if the daughter says she's already Deilo and she's Nisua, not Ahusa, and she says, I want the money to be turned over to my husband. So Rameh is also made it. True, Rameh holds Mitzel kind of a mess. But it's unlikely that the father, after all, the daughter was normal. She was smart. But he appointed a Sholish, a trustee, to take care of her needs until she gets married, and even after she gets married, until she is Nisua. But after she Nisua, it's not Nistaba that the father's kavone was that the apotropos should decide on her affairs, Leilam Moed. It's not Nistaba. So there's a limit. If she had been incompetent, then of course the kavone of the father was obviously that apotropos should take care of her needs. But she's not incompetent. She was little. So the kavone of the father was only until she's a gdela and she's nisua. So the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi is in regard to a bas that is a gdela already and is an arusa, but not nisua. If she's a ktanos, Reb Yossi agrees with Reb Meir. If she's a nisua, a gdela and a nisua, so then Reb Meir agrees with Reb Yossi. When is there a machleket between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi? That's in the case where she's a gdela but not nisua as yet. So Reb Meir says, even though she says, I want the monies to be turned over to my husband, so he cannot turn over to the husband, and he has to use the monies in accordance with the tzivu of the father. And Reb Yossi says no. Anyway, so the Gemara says the machlekes is whether we say mitzvah kind of ames or we don't say mitzvah kind of ames, and we pass like Reb Meir. So the Rambam also in Perek Chof Yochasishes Kofnil Hasishes Halacha Yedalet. Misha Tziva Losis Libitei, Kach Vikach, Mois Lifanososo, Lika Ben Karke, Ben Shoyo Shrimera, Ben Shoyo Bori Umeis, Varia Mois Biada Sholish, Viomra Habas, Nuisom Libaili, Kolmashi Yirze, Yasebe, Imoisogdelo, Vinisei Soshus Biodo, Vimadain. More, as you see, so Deilo v'Nisei, then everybody agrees, because it's not mistaber that the kavone of the father was Leilam Moed. V'im adayin imureses, he has, and the Deilo, he has a sholish. Of course, Iktanos, even Reb Yossi made it. He has a sholish, mashuushlos biyot. V'im adayin ktano, he afilu nises in shein olo. Elo yas a sholish, kmo shetzivo. Yeah. So now the question, and this is, so you pass like a mayor that mitzvah kind of a mess. Now the question is, we have to understand it. Mitzvah kind of a mess is not mitzvah. It's not mitzvah. If a person who was mitzabe, that a certain person should say Kaddish after him, if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to say Kaddish. He cannot impose. So it's chusim momen. So who acquires this chusim? The beneficiary. The beneficiary of the mess, of the tziva mess. Who is the beneficiary of the tziva mess? The daughter. So she acquires chusim, but after all, she's a gdela, but she's an arusa, but she's a gdela. So she has his chus, she certainly has a right to waive her chusim. to waive his chusbo. So here, how can Rav Meir say, on the basis of Mitzvah Kandu Ames, that even if the Dodash, who is a Dela, but an Arusa, not in Yisuas yet, and the only reason is why if she's in Yisua, so then we have to listen to her, because we say that was the Rotzen of the father. But suppose we would know that the Rotzen of the father was we shouldn't listen to her, so then even if she's a Dela, she couldn't say what. So the question is, who acquires this horse? If it had been mitzvahs, okay, mitzvahs. But there is no mitzvah of Mitzvah Kandu Ames. The mess said somebody should say Kaddish after him. So he cannot impose upon him. Not impose upon him. His son has to say Kaddish because of mitzvah of Gudav. But suppose if it's not his son, even if he's a relative, it cannot be imposed upon him. So here it's Chusi. So who acquires this Chusi? The beneficiary. But here, the one who has this husin, the daughter, she says, I want you to give it to my husband. So how can you ignore the wishes of the daughter who is Igdela and an Arusa? Nisua also for another reason, because that wasn't the kavone of the father. So apparently, it is Shusim acquired, a Shusim that Mitzvah Kandu Ames does not only imply that the beneficiary of the Tziv Ames acquires Shusim. The beneficiary of the Tziv Ames acquires Shusim, and then the one who was Nitztave owes an obligation to the Mitzav. In other words, he is mechuyev to the father. After all, he agreed to take the money. It's not that he said, listen, why are you telling me what to do? After all, he entrusted money with him and he undertook it. So mele, it's not only the daughter acquires his chus to the money, but he is under obligation. He owes a debt to the father, to the dead father. It's a chiyuv to him, not mitzvahs, but he's mishuga to him because he undertook some mele. He has to discharge the trust in accordance with the wishes of the father. So it's more than schusim. There is an obligation also that we see from this gemara.
How could you formulate in terms of chiyuv of shibud towards a meister?
We're not.
Same with the chiyuv. If the mumbus of the chiyuv doesn't pass,
a mess doesn't mean that he doesn't exist. He doesn't exist in this world, but he exists. He exists. So
chiyuv generally means mumbus of the chiyuv, a shibud type of thing.
All right. So the other chiyuvim also. But it's chiyuvim, it's not mitzvah. It's chiyuvim to a mess. You miss it. Yes?
Is this chiyuv automatic just by the fact that the mess commanded him while he was alive, or does he have to accept it?
Because he submitted, of course. The mess cannot command anybody. The mess cannot command anybody because he submitted to that request. He agreed. So in other words, the first teretz in Tesis is like Rashi's teretz. What's Rashi's teretz? Rashi also says, when the Gemara says, so the kasha is only alibi mandoma, who is chelik a mitzvah kandu ames, alibi de chachonim, alibi de rabbi Yisi, but not alibi de rabbi Meir. So Tesis in the first teretz agrees with Rashi. Vei b'den Rav Netam shite. Vei miforish Rav Netam le'amrino mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames ela b'dovor shehushlash mitfilo l'kach b'yad shorash. Dumye da mashli shmoyes libite. Utnu shekel b'ni. Umasnis mashma shehushlash l'kach mitfilo. Midliketonet nu monezeli playim. So in other words, Rav Netam says a bit chiddush. That even Reb Meir, who says mitzvah kind of mess, it's only shayach when there is a hashlosher of certain money. But if there is no hashlosher, then there is no din of mitzvah mess. But Rashi in the first loshen tisves was chelik. So here, but here we could say that there is also hashlosher. In other words, he says tnu mon lishplein, he is mashlish. So tisves says he doesn't mean he is mashlish. Because how do we know that the Mishnah in the Sefer, when it says "Tnu Monel Lishpleini," it does not have reference to the case where it's mamish delivering now the money, because it doesn't say ze. It doesn't say ze. Ze would indicate that he's delivering this money, but new money in general. So there is no ashlosh. Masnis mashlis kam mit kumme tanika tu money zel plenty. The lidom leilech money plenty come on. Dan we all say am is there again the peri vafa gabli ton ze, because there is not necessary to spell out ze, because he says heilech, so mele it means ze. The heilech money plenty masha appear below ze. Shemeser deis isho. I mean, if he tells him take it, so he's. Take what? He has to take something specific. Can take something in general. Now let's see the Gemara of Issa Giyore. In the Rabbasa.
Thank you.
There's a Gemara of Issa Giyore, very important Gemara. Daf Kuf Min Tesha Medal. The eighth line from the top of them. Iboyalu Shrid Mara Shehei Demar. The question is, now we have a loche, Divrei Shrid Mara Kitsuvim Vechumsurim Damit. So that is, if the Shrid Mara gives away, but suppose he doesn't give away, he's just made. So, do we have to do what the Shrid Mara said? So the Rashbam says, Iboy lo Shrid Mara Sheide, Voma Bechol Yei, Sode Umoyis Alolu Sheplein Yei, Vaf Al Pisho Yim Mozokim Yechosim Alolu Sheinon Shalei Sheplein, Shuni Yedim Shein, Shol Ze Amele Ben Rachir, Mi Amrinon, Oma Kein Shol Yashbi Azbonov, Oy Dilma Kim Deidei, I mean, what's the Shalom Nimor? He said, Dim Poshut, He does Baldin Kim Eidim Dome, so, Bori, and Shrid Mara, No, the answer is, Ibori, so of course he does, but he's made dumb, because it's a right, he's never. Mashinki Mashrimra, maybe he said it because he doesn't want that people should think that his children are very rich. He doesn't want, Rashbi is born, people don't want that children should be considered rich. So Mele, he says, oh, that's all day, that everybody thinks his mine is worth a lot of money. It really belongs to somebody else. Since, until he says so, everybody was sure that it belonged to him, so you're not making it from the issues of the Yosh. We don't say he does, but he can't make it. So the Gemara says, Tosh, he said, Yure Havale Treisar Alfe Zuse Beron. Rav Mori Brei, Yire Rosi Shalei Big Dushe, Lidose Bigdush. So in other words, Isaac Yure was a goy, and while he was a goy, he was not even a nice goy, and he was Mianeis Rochel, the daughter of Shmuel, and then she became pregnant, but then he became a Baal Tshuva, and he was Misgaya. He became not only a nice human being, he became a nice Jew too. So at first he was not a nice guy, and then he was Mizgaya and became a nice Jew. So then he had his son. So Rab Mori Brei. He rose shaloi bigdushe, v'leidose bigdushe. I mean, we shouldn't mix it up, you know, with the other expressions of rose shaloi bigdushe. Usually, when the Gemara says about someone who is rose shaloi bigdushe, v'leidose bigdushe, it is reference to someone who was conceived by a woman while she was a goy. And then, when she was pregnant, before she gave birth, she was misgaya. So there, Rosh Hashanah Bidusha, Rosh Bidusha means that at the inception he was a goy, but then when the mother was Mizgaya, so he became a Jew. But Rav Mori was a Jew, Bidusha, all the time, from the very inception. But at the time of the inception, so Isa was a goy. So the expression, Rosh Hashanah Bidusha, Rosh Bidusha, is confusing, I mean. It doesn't have the usual meaning of Rosh Shalei Bigdush, Rosh Bigdush. The usual meaning of Rosh Shalei Bigdush, Rosh Bigdush. Rosh Bigdush. So it means that at the inception, so he was a goy, the child itself was a goy. And then, because the mother was a goy, and then the mother knew Bereshit Mizgayro. So, but here, he was a Jew, Rav Mori was a Jew. All the time, from the very inception, because the mother was a Jewess. She was the daughter of Shmuel, Rochel, the daughter of Shmuel. So he is always called Rav Mori ben Rochel, not Rav Mori ben Issa, because Issa was not his father. He was not his father. Toshma, Issa, you have a trace of Zuse Birove. So, Issa Biura deposited to its Rove three salvages. Three deposits. Then Rav Mori Brei, Rav Mori, his son, even though he was not his son, but biologically he was son, Samimele, and he liked him as his son, so the Gemara calls him Rav Mori Brei. I mean, what kind of Hebrew is he? The answer is, Kolam Gadol Yosim Yisrael, they say, Malala, Kosov Kuriyoli. So the reason is why the Gemara calls him Brei, not because biological son doesn't mean anything, but he really raised him like his son, and he gave him the paternal devotion of the father. Some Gadol Yosim Yisrael, they say, Malala, Kosov Kuriyoli. As a matter of fact, there are more paskins that if somebody is Megadle Yosem, that means an adopted child, so when you write Ishtar, we can refer to the adopting father, the Megadle Yosem, as the father. All right, so Rabbi Ishi Feinstein paskins that Niget, we shouldn't do it. If we know the real father's name, we should do it. But suppose we don't know, usually when somebody's adopted, we don't know.
What about
Suba?
What does
the Mashiach
say?
Suba,
the same thing?
No, he only said it got to get. Get, as a matter of fact, I can't even understand it. Why is get different? Not only because our Kolam Gadol Yosim is a base in Allah, because of Piyolde. So that has a certain meaning. Voraye, Sora Basosha, is mentioned in the Torah, Sora Basosha. And Targum Yenis Miziel says, the Tzora Basosha was not the daughter of Osha. She was the daughter of Osha's wife. So why does the Torah mention him as Tzora Basosha? Because Kolam Gadol Yosem Yisrael Beisei Ma'al Osif Kul Yolde. So why should we be Machmir by get? I don't understand Rameshi's children, but Rameshi only says that in get, if we know the name of the real father, because to the real father, in other words, Kolam Aleph, Kolam Gadol Yosem Yisrael Beisim Allah Kosov Kli Yolde. So, but Yolde Malev is certainly father. So we get Chamesh is Machna, but Chamesh doesn't apply it to Ksuvah. And those who apply it to Ksuvah are doing something wrong, because I know of many cases when somebody, certain Rav, he thought Chamesh passed by get. So there was so much ill will, and he turned the mind to Shalom Bayis Nevi. Rav Meisha never meant to apply it to Ksuvah. Only to get, Niget, to Yamachnu, all kinds of chumos. But anyway, you see here, the Gemara calls him Rav Mori Brei. Why Rav Mori Brei? Because his biological father, Chas V'Shalom, we wouldn't call him a Brei. But because Kolam Gadol Yosem Yisrael Beisei, Ma'ala HaKosef Kuliyot. All right. So Rav Mori Brei, he rosei shalei bigdushe, ולידוסי בקדוש אבוי ובירב אב אמר רובה. So איסא גיורא, so ובירב אב, it means that Rav Mori was a Talmud Chochem, Rav, he was a Talmud Chochem. So איסא גיורא was a Shrimra, איסא גיורא, and then he said that he wants the 12,000 Zuzim that he deposited with Rove, that upon his death he should be turned over to Rav Mori Brei. To Rav Mori Brei. Omar Rove, heichen nikninu Rav Mori lehanezuz. So Rove said there is no... Rove tried to keep the $12,000, the zuzim for himself. So, but let's go over the Gemara. Omar Rove, heichen nikninu Rav Mori lehanezuzim. So there is no way how Issa Giyure can force me to turn over the 12,000 zuzim to his son Rav Mori upon his death. Ibirushe la bayirushe, to say, because he is his son. So he arshens. No, but he's not his son. He's misyachis after the mother. He's not misyachis after the father. Ibi Rushe, Lab Bar Yerushe. Ibi Matone. Sobat divrei shrivim ha'atichsum b'shuvim damye. So the Gemara mentions here a chiddush. Matan shrivim ra'a ki rushe shavi rabon. That Matan shrivim ra'a the chachomim or misakein should have the same din as Yerush. Kol heiche b'yise b'yerushe yise b'matan. Kol heiche b'lese b'yerushe lese b'matan. So Matan shrivim ra'a tichsum b'shuvim damye is it akonis chachomim. But Midrabonon, it's considered like Yerush. In other words, that the Ishriv Mra can declare any stranger sees Yerush. Midrabonon, some male, it can only apply to a non-ger, but to a ger who doesn't have Yerushim. So like Yisrael Yure, so the Matan Ishriv Mra, like Rav Mori, So he cannot be a Meirish. Since he's a Giyur, was a Ger, he cannot be a Meirish. True, it's a special Takones Chachomim, but the Takones Chachomim was that the Shchiv Merah can be Meirish to strangers who are not his next of kin. But since he's a Giyur, he cannot be a Meirish, he has no Yorshim, so Meirish, he cannot give away to Matana Shrim Rayida. Koricha disiberushis matone, Koricha disiberushis matone, Ibim Shiche. And let's say, suppose he wants Rav Mori to make him Shiche in that trace of Zuze. So he doesn't have it, it's in my rishon. Less negabe, Ibichlichen, but Kin Suda, Imabe and Nikin Bechlich. Iagav Karke. So Mabe is Niktar Karki, Leslie Har. He said, Yura did not have any Karki. Ibn Maneshloshten, but there is another again. That is becomes, according to everybody, Maneshloshten. So suppose if I, Rove, will be there in his room, of Isaac Yura together with Ramori, and if Isaac Yura will tell me, Rove, give the tracer of Azuze upon my death to Rav Mori, so there, but I'm not going there. I'm not going there, so there is no way how he can force with it. Ibn my shloshten isholachli loyazline, maskit lo ravike breit ravame amai, vilei de yiseh, de halin zuze de Rav Mori minu, de liktine de dois. So Ravike said, oh, there is one way how Yisrael Yure can force Rove to turn over the trace of Azuzah to Rav Mor by being made in the presence of Eidim. The trace of Azuzah that I deposited with Rove are not in mines. They were Rav Mor is all the time, even though the Chacham knew that wouldn't be true. But so then Ad Hoche, but Isaac Yure heard what Ravike Brit Rahame said, that there is one way how Isaac Yure can force Rove to turn over the Tracer of Azuze, to Rav Mori, so he took advantage of it. So he said, the trace of Azuze are not mine. They belong to my son Rav Mori. So Meile, Adoche Nofa Kiddushin B'Yisea, Ikpat Rove. So Rove felt aggrieved as to why, you know, people advised him so that he was forced to turn over the trace of Azuze to Rav Mori. Anyway, so we see that Hidoya by Shrimra is effective. The Abai of the Gemara was whether Hidoya by Shrimra is effective or it's not effective. So we see that Hidoya by Shrimra is effective. Now, here there is a Machlekes Hashem. In other words, you know, there's a Shaila. Whether he does Baldin is the money, so it's his highness, it's a Kenyan. And this Gemara, it appears that he does Baldin is a Kenyan. Because if it's Nemones is shayach to say, then we don't know. When Bezdin doesn't know, so we say it's Nemones. But here everybody knows that it was put in his mouth to say, I made it, that it belongs. So, after all, the Chachamim themselves, they manipulated that he should be made. So how is the shayach to say Nemones? But if it's a kinyan, so even if we know it's not so, but it's a kinyan. So the Gabi Shibudim is his chayvus, the Gabi Ibn, like here. So it's a kinyan. So it's a right. Still. But most Rishonim say that he does Baldin is Nemones. The answer is, from this Gemara it's a raya that even in a case where Ridoya could not be effective, Biteras Nemones is here. Nemones is only Shayach when Bezdin doesn't know the truth. So is Nemo. But when Bezdin knows that it's not true, it's not Shayach to say Nemo. It's not Shayach to say Nemo. So even in a case where it does Baldin, it's not effective. Biteras. Nemones, it's still effective, Biteras. Now, but in the ordinary case, so it's effective, Biteras Nemones also. Now, the Marit says, the Tzeis mentions the Marit. The Marit says, all the poskim say that in the ordinary case, Nemones is effective. I mean, it does, Baldin is effective, Biteras Nemones. But, as we see from this Gemara, even when it's not effective, it has the monesis. For example, here, when it was manipulated by the Chachomi, that he should say something that is not true, in order to enable Rav Mori to have the tracer of Azusa, so it's effective, it has kin. But in the ordinary case, where Bezdin doesn't know whether it's true or not true, so then it's effective, it has the monesis. However, the Marit says that he does Baldin is always effective. Biteras his chayves or biteras kinyan, not biteras namas. But there's the marit. The Ksis mentions the marit. But there is a shit in the Miri Makis to the same effect, except that the Ksis did not have the Miri. Now in the Gemara Makis, the word of Zion, the Gemara discusses, suppose two Eidim come and testify that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000. Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000, let's say, on Tuesday. On Tuesday, Rish Chodesh, let's say, tomorrow would be Rish Chodesh, the first of Tammuz. So, two Eidim, they come to Bezdin and say that they saw that on Tuesday, the first of Tammuz, Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000. And then two Eidim come and say, no, Imonois, how can you say on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, so you saw how Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000, when on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, so you are together with us in another place. So then they have to pay the $1,000 to Reuven. But suppose the two Eidim who say that on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, so Reuven, so the Eidim were together with us, Mazim, in another place. But it just happens that we saw how Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 2 days before on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning. So then they are not mechuyev to pay Hazom, because Hazom they are mechuyev to pay if they try to be mechayev Reuven $1,000 that is not chayev. But here, according to the agode of the Mazini, so he was chayev $1,000. To Shimon anyway, because of the alvoye he made on 2 days before. So there is no, all right, they were made in Sheker, but there is no fear of Azome just because they were made in Sheker. It's only Vasisamle, Kashazon, Lasis Lochim. But in this case, so the Mazinim say, Imono Yisem on Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. But We saw the Alvoye on Sunday, 2 days before. So they are mechayev in $1,000. That so the original Kateidin, who are testified Lasheker, they testified Lasheker, but they are not mechayev in $1,000 that he wasn't hired. They are mechayev in $1,000 that he was hired. So there is no English of Azam. That's in Mamre. But suppose in Knas, suppose, let's say, two Eidim come and testify that Ruvein was Teveach Meicher. He was Geneif and he was Teveach Meicher on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. A Sheva said. Then two other Eidim come and say, how can you say that you saw on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning? He was Geneif and Teveach Meicher, a Sheva said, but on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning you are with us in another place, but we saw this person, this alleged Ganev, that he was Ganev to be a Chomecher on Sunday at 9 o'clock. So then they are Mechuyev Azom. Why? Because by Momay, even before Gmadi, is Mechuyev. If a person borrows $1,000, whether they are aiding, they are no aiding, where Bez knows about it, even if Bezin doesn't know anything about it. But if he borrows his money, Mashiach King Knas, like Kefil and Al-Gay, so Ashiyashiwa Yisei Al-Him. So the Chiyuv is Nigmea only through the Gmadin. So even if the Eidim who said the money Yisei on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, but we saw that he was the Genif and Teveach Meicher on Sunday at 9 o'clock, so it means that in final analysis they tried to be mechayev in Kefir and Dalet Vei when he was not chayev. True, he stole anyway, even 2 days before, but before Mardin, so there is no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. But by Nigabi Kefir and Dalet Vei, suppose the Edom of Sheni will say that they saw that Ruven stole and Teveach Meicher on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then to the Mazimim come and say, no, on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, you, Aidim, were with us in another place. But we saw that on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning, so in another city, Ruvain was Nidmar Dinei to pay Dalet Vei to Shimon. So then they don't have to pay us all. And of course, by Malkus and by Misa, the same thing as by Knas. In other words, if two Eidim will testify that Ruvain ate Chazal, let's say, on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, then two other Eidim will come and say, Tuesday 9 o'clock in the morning, Kimono Yisem, but we saw how Ruvain ate Chazal, or Nevel, at Chayifo, Bosom, Cholov, on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning, so they have to get Malkus, because by Malkus, until there is Mardin, so he's not even mechuyev, and the same thing is true of Misa Leyuma Soritzeach Adamdei from the Eidol Mishpot. So if somebody kills a Ritzeach before it's Nigmar Dinei, he's a Ritzeach as if he killed an innocent person. He's not even considered Chayev Misa. So then the Meiri has a Shaila. What would be the Aloche? Imakis. So what would be the Aloche if two Eidim would come and say, that they saw on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning that Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Then two Eidim would come to Bezin and say to the first Eidim, how can you say you saw on Tuesday how Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon when you are with us in another place on Tuesday 9 o'clock in the morning? And then the alleged person who is was alleged to have borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, he'll be made there and say, but it just happens, for if you want to know that I borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning. So the Avaniri mentions two days. One day is that they don't have to pay Azam. Why? Because since he does Valdink Maven Dome, some mele, it was Nisbaleya that he became a Huy of $1,000 on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning. The other day he says no, they have to pay Azam. Because now he's in the Huy of the pay $1,000. But on Tuesday he was not made as yet. So what's the machlekes between the 2 days? Whether he does Baldin in the ordinary case is an effective interest and bonus. That's the shita that says that in the case where Ruven is made, that he borrowed $1,000 on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning, then they don't have to pay Azomet because they are mechayev in $1,000 that is mechuyev anyway. How do we know he's mechuyev? Because we do it, if I'm honest. And the other day it says no, that they do have to pay Azomet because it's only mitzad ischayves. Anyway, but one thing appears to be certain from this Gemara in a case where it cannot be effective mitzad nemones, so it is effective mitzad kiyum, as in the case of Isagio. However, even that is not such a Gemara Pashut. The case is Osh, Nishid Mekubetzes, in this Gemara Dafkuf Mutez, so he says, so some are trying to deduce from this Gemara that he does Baldin is effective even when Des knows that it's not true. This is Sheker. For here, the Chachamim knew it was a Sheker because it was manipulated by the Chachamim that this Agiera should be made, that it belonged all the time to Rav Mori when they, the Chachamim themselves knew that it wasn't so. So the Rosh says no. No. It is muchach from this Gemara that this is a kinyan. But this Gemara has reference to a ger. So the Chachamim are misaking a kinyan of divrei shchiv merak yichsuvim yichimsuvim dam yeh. But here the takone of divrei shchiv merak yichsuvim yichimsuvim dam yeh doesn't apply because So the Chachomim felt the need to be misakein litakonas a shriv merawiz ger. Otherwise, he's without protection. Let's say like this is a yure. You know, he wanted that his son Rav Mori, whom he liked like his son, and he was Megadil, that he should ever taste how this was it. So he was helpless. So the Chachomim applied a special takone, like the takone of Divrei Shrimra, Kirsuvim Rusuvim Damke. Why would the Chachomim misaki? In order to come with Shrimra cannot make money. So, in order to give some protection to Shrimra, so that the Shrimra will be able to dispose of his property according to his discretion. So the Chachamim are misakin. So for the same reason, the Chachamim are misakin vis-a-vis a Shrimra Iger, who couldn't dispose of his property through a matone, that he should be able to dispose of his property through a doy. But not Iger. So then Idoye can only be effective with us nemones, but if we know it's not MS, so then it's not effective with Tiraskin. So in other words, we have three shittas. One shita is the Rishonim that the Miri Makis mentions in the case where Toedim say that he saw Ruven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then two other Edim come and say Mono Yisem on Tuesday, 9 o'clock in the morning. But then Ruven himself is made that on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So there is one sheet in the Miri mentions that they do have to pay Azomet because he becomes mechuyev $1,000 only now, but on Tuesday he was not as yet mechuyev. And then the other day, that in this case, so they don't have to pay Azomet, but because it's in mitzad nemones. But in a case where it could not be effective with Azomet, as in the case of Isagio, then it's effective with Azomet, whether it's done by Shrivnara, a ger, or it's done by Bori, who is not a ger. Then the Shita of Tosef Sarosh, that vis-à-vis a Bori, or even a Shrivnara, who is not a ger, this is no kinyan, but there is a special takone vis-à-vis a ger, where the takone of Divrei Shrivnara Kesuvim Esurim Damye does not work, that this should work. So they have wishes. Now, this Gemara is very strange. Just from an ethical point of view, it appears from this Gemara as if Chas V'Sholem Rove tried to keep for himself the Tracer of Azuze in face of Isaac Yure's explicit directive that he should be given a, that he should nice. How could Rovet do such a thing? So because of that, Gretz, he was a historian, but he was a big Amoretz, and he had a sine to a certain Chachmi Yisrael. So one of the Chachmi Yisrael towards whom Gretz cultivated a prejudice was Rovet. Rovet was an unethical person, he says. He tried to, but he goes, all right, Gretz here. Had chutzpah thoughts, but how can we explain it? So Yavetz, Rav Yavetz, Tzitkosi Shalavi, so he writes, so he explains it in a very remarkable way, and then I found it in the Mirim Midushin. He says, Chas V'Sholem, the Trove tried to take away the traitor of Zuze from Rav Mori. But there is a Mishnah in Shviz. There is a Mishnah in Shviz, Perikyut, that if somebody borrows money from a ger that is a Rosi Shaloi Bigdusha, the Lidosi Bigdusha, and he has a biological son, so then he's not mechuyev to return it to him. To the son, because he's not his son. But if he returns, so he's mekayim a mitzvah. He's mekayim a mitzvah. So mele, that means Rove wanted to mekayim the extra mitzvah of a ger she rosi shaloi bigdusha to lidosi bigdusha to return it to him. But when will he be mekayim the mitzvah if Rav Mori will not be kene the trace half of Zuz and Mechayel of Isamir, then Rav will have a mitzvah. But suppose Rav Mori, Rav Mori acquires title the Chayov of Isamir, so then he will not be Mechayel mitzvah, then he'll have to give it his mitzvah. When you return something that belongs to a person, you don't have a kene mitzvah. You'll be a gazlan if you don't. So Rove, when Rove said there is no way, this is what Rav Zev Yavetz says, and the Miri in Dushi says the same thing. So Rove said, Rove didn't intend Chas V'Sholem to take it away from the Seviyur. He had the intention to return it to him, but Al Pidin was not Mechuyev to return it to him. But if his Mazer, so he has a mitzvah. So Rove said, and he knew that Isaac Yura wanted to convey it to Rav Mori Bichayov, so then he will not be able to return the mitzvah. Then he'll have to return it to him, because if he wouldn't, he'll be a gazlan, he'll be able to receive it. And the sasha and everything. So Rav says, Heichanitkin Rav Mori Lehanizus, there is no way how he can prevent my fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ruach HaChom Nechem, because he be Yerushalah by Yerushay, yes, so he matan shriv mera, so kol eichad yise be Yerushay is a matone, kol eich lesa Yerushalah is a matone, he be Mshiche lesnelega by he bechulifni magbe mitzvah bechulifni yafkak lesa akar. So then it was told to Yisrael, he should make a doyeh And then it became so he was makpid because he was nisakir from doing the mitzvah. I mean, I'm mentioning that because shouldn't Chas v'Sholom Lucas the Frove try to take away the tracer of Azuze from Israel? Alright, anyway. So Kesi says here, V'chein Masra Eferik Mishemes Gabi Isa Giyot V'lmahane Beitayne V'lmahane Beitayne V'lmahane Beitayne V'lmahane Beitayne V'lmahane But the question is, how could Rabbi say that there is no way how he can force him to turn over to Rav Mori, but mitzav mitzvah kind of ames he could be forced to turn over to Rav Mori? So it's a riot to Shittas Rav Netam. It's a riot to Shittas Rav Netam that mitzvah kind of ames is only shayach when it's. But here the time is a gyure. The passage of the Rav is usually from Mori, so it was. So at that time he didn't anticipate that, and he wasn't mitzave anything. And but later on, when he became sick and was a shrimmer, he was mitzave. So mele, there is no din of mitzvah kind of a mess if it's not hushlash mitzvah. That's Rav Netam Shit. V'chei ma'asu fered m'shemel gabi s'liyod la'am ma'am etam m'tkan la'amel v'chabal l'hizze shivu robel v'chabit m'tkir l'yisitom l'rav mori. L'rav mori. V'yesh l'itrek d'ishem ol yamrinon mitzvei kain v'ames ole k'shasholish misratze v'robel lo yochofis l'yisholish l'tach. But it's not a... Maybe there is a dinah v'chabit kain v'ames as Rashi says. And the first lesson is this, even without a shloshim tzolikach, but mitzvah kain v'ames is only shayach when the person submits. But here, Rove didn't submit to his directive, so then there is no din of mitzvah kain v'ames. So that means that there are 2 days and there are 2. If somebody mentions a certain directive, and the person who hears it doesn't submit to the shliches, whether the beneficiary acquires his chus or not, so that 2 days and that veida in Rav Netam, the bigel liyamin mitzvah kain liyames, the chol mitzvah birushe mitzvah kain vor, mitzvah kain vor, holy posakei chamisei amomein, the mikei chayoshin, avogad lasi birushe posakei chamomein, mitzvah kain vor. I got Nabrina also on the Chalise, the Rusha, is not a Shemra. So in other words, some Tam says that the same cloud that the Gemara mentions in Gabi, if the Shemra is seen in Shemra, that one who is not Isa Berusha, so the Aloch of the Shemra doesn't apply to him. So one who is not Isa Berusha, so the Din of Mitzli kind of Amez doesn't apply to him. Now, so we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tesfes as to whether the din of mitzvah kind of ames applies even to a case where it's not tushas v'kach mitzvilo, or dafke to a case where it's tushas v'kach mitzvilo. How does Shulchan Aruch pasuk like Rashi or like Rav Netam? So the Shulchan Aruch in Cheshmishpat Simen Reish Nun Sif Chav Gimel mentions 2 days. One day like Rashi and one day like Rav Netam. Sif Chav Gimel, Reish Nun, Sif Chav Gimel. Bori Sheoma Kisvu Tnu Monel Pleini Umeis Eineis Nin Afilu b'miyapikir v'yesh mishenmeya d'halne mishun d'oma kisvu t'nu avol im oma t'nu v'li oma kisvu neisnin mishun mitzvah l'kayim divrames v'yesh emrim Klamrim mitzvah kind of a mesel at heche the atvesi biachos. But the first day holds no consistency, not atvesi biachos. So now there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. One day is that even if it's not atvesi biachos. In other words, yesterday I discussed the shaila of making out the will. So according to Marama written there, whenever a person makes out the will, in anticipation of death, he spells it out, Sikonatsi. So the Aloch of Divrei Shri Naksus, so all wills are effective of the Aloch, because all wills, so it is spelled out that the disposition of the property is made in anticipation of death. But that's according to Rottenberg, but according, I'm sorry, that's according to Rottenberg, and possibly Rashi should in the Messiah after this, but according to Jews Rashbo, so it's only effective either by Shruvnera who is sick, or somebody who is to embark upon a dangerous journey, dangerous mission, he's going to war, or a dangerous voyage. Otherwise, it doesn't apply. And from the Ramor in Siman Reishin Zion, it's mashma that Ramor passes like Rashbo, not like Narama Rinda. But there is another basis upon which all wills are effective, on the basis of Mitzvah Kain Divames. But there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Tam, where the Mitzvah Kain Divames applies only to a case of Hushlash Mitzvah or not. And of course, regular will, there is no Hushlash Mitzvah. Sometimes the festival makes out the will, does deposit certain monies with a trustee, so then it's effective. But usually wills do not involve any hashlosha mitchilo likach. So according to the first loshin de mechaber, it would be effective anyway. According to the second loshin, it will not be effective. But it is a little strange. In Siman Reish Nun, the mechaber mentions 2 days, and is not machia. But in Siman Reish Nun Veis, the Mechaber also discusses that, and then he mentions only 1 day. In Siman Reish Nun, in Siman Reish Nun, Sif Chav Gimul, the Mechaber mentions 2 days. Whether it requires a Shloshim Mitzvah or not, Rashi Shloshim Shite, that it doesn't require a Shloshim Mitzvah. And Rabbi Tam, the second Shloshim. In Simen Reish Nun Veis Siv Beis, he only mentions the Shita of Amrita. Mitzvah Likayim Divrei Ames Afil Bori Shetzivo Ames Vehu Sheneisnei Achshov Lishovish Lishenkach. Like the second Rosh. But then the Ramor also says Abel Hoyu Biyodei Kedem the So in Simen Reishnun there are 2 days. In Simen Reishnun days, both the Mechaber and the Ramor passing like Ramita. Alright. Is for in the Garse, Shrivn Rash, what our guess in our text? The guess is Shrivn Rash, Roma, 2 money playing in Chosai. Mone ze neisnim, mone stam in neisnim, chashimim shem mone kovo koma. So that's our gears. But then there's another gears. Is form the garse, shriv mera shomat no mone leplein no chosai, neisnim, mone ze neisnim, mone stam in neisnim, dil mone kovo koma. Und for a shri doche poshi, dich shoma min chosai neisnim, afiloma mone stam, vle chashimim mone kovo, kim shim sabe losis mishalei, reitze shiita mikol mokim. So according to the other girl said, there is a chiesh that when do we say that there is a difference between monies Mon is tam and mon is eh. Nasin only if he says mon is eh, but if he said mon is tam, if he does not discuss money that is in his possession, but when he discusses money that is in the possession of somebody else, that he deposited with somebody else, so then there is a difference between mon is eh and mon is tam. But if he discusses money that is in his possession, so even mon is tam is nasin. Fin tema la mai ich hab gekommen lich ma tonne die mach los mit nu da von lege in zibuni die geish le ma da fasch mir das und wir schon nach so so und dann aber die kod nach mir und le hai shin und schemo lo ilaj be es bana fina kein doch im schmat nu i da i gmuri auch in kosher wie als in kina mai ich bin stimmer wie bei namen zu lesen hai gabne ich hätte ihn gleich schon meine Kopfung aber geschrieben habe und ich habe ja auch nicht vor, ich meine Kopfung mit ihrer Kolle aber ich bohre mir die Pire und ich mag bitte mir sie nicht nur im Gelegen nur ich bohre da für die Beine zu bohren loche mir ein Glück aus Sinon nun chos ein Nesnin er war viel in der Tonne ich habe schon meine Kopfung er war gar Sinon nun chos ein meine sehr Nesnin meine Stamme Nesnin das ist reject der andere Gäste Kosova Rachpoppe Kiam Rav Lishn, Milga Lishn, because Tin Tina or Rav Pope, Rav Gufe, and my lake must listen in my Mishloshn. Vafu Ainzipo, the Hitain is so much Milishn must as my Mishloshn, in Kim I time have the name of Rav Pope Loma Krasvit. The Ishlein Rav Agav must listen with Mashmolay Rav Mamikimu, the Komakim with the Rosa Rav Pope, if Sugi Adrasvit, Mashmash Ishlei, Keach Vitam. שום עניין למפה שמילס את הרב משמיים השלושה ממים, מדיקום התנו ולקטון הכיסו ואין תימה, הוד לקטון התנו השמינון דאפל הוכה אין כיפינס היוש משחר כרדע לפוליק בירושלם עד רבונם ואומר דתנו להווה כשחרו אלו ככיסו ואין כיפין ויש לימה דמסניס נוס להשמינון בדימיצוי כאן דבר מסן כיפין הישו בקיים לב, אלא להשמינון דין גט לחם מסווי דמסתומק רבון הנעשי. גופה, אומר אבוני אומר אב, תנאי, נעד ירודין גאו בדגמרי. גופה, אומר אבוני אומר אב, מונה לי ביותך, תנאי אולי לפלני במיימת שלושת המקום. אומר רובה מסתבר מיל סדר רב בפיקוד, אבל במיל ולאי, ואולי קים אומר רב אפילו במיל. אית מנעמי אומר שמואל משמוד הלוי מילדו לביות חוט נהיה לפני מהם שלושתם כאן ותאי ממאי אומר המימר נעשה כאים אלי בשעסמת מויס שיבד לכם so it's much of לושנה גמורה that in so far as the kinyan of מהם שלושתם by because he's concerned so it's not difficult תאי ממאי why? because the Chachomim wanted to make change of title convenient. In other words, as the Rosh says, because if there wouldn't be the Konev Manish Loshten, so then all business would be handicapped. Because if you can't, if you have to make Mashiach take possession of a Chayfet, so it would handicap business in order to make business transactions more convenient, so you have to be able to be makne without change of possession. So what's so difficult? Why is it difficult? Time in mind. Like all takonis chachomim, there is a good reason. Here there is a very good reason. But so in respect to pikodin, the Gemara wouldn't invest. Takonis chachomim. What's wrong with it? But in respect to milveh. When there is nothing in the end that is transferred, only shibudim, so that is strange. How is it Chachomim Misakin? Just because it will make business transactions more convenient. So the Gemara says, time and night. Omar Amei Mal Nasi came, Al Bishas Mat Mois, Shibadne Lechol, Yidoch, Lechol, Di Osamach Mosk. The reason is why the Chachomim Misakin. Misaki, that in a milveh can be transferred from Mamish Loshtim because many people when they borrow money, their intention is, not everybody, but many people, when they borrow money, they want to mischayev not only to the person who lends them to the money, but to the person who lends them the money and to everyone who is assigned. In other words, that's called today an SNE. In other words, if somebody owes me $1,000 debt and I want to transfer to somebody else, so the other person to whom I transfer the debt is called an SME. So in other words, many people, when they misrive themselves money because they get a loan, so they are willing to be misrive themselves not only to that person, to that person and to anybody who will stand in his shoes, to anybody who to whom the debt will be assigned. So Nase if that is the reason as to why the Chachomim are misaki, because many people are willing to be mischayed not only to the person who gives them the loan, but to the person who gives them the loan and to their SME and to his or her SMEs as well. So then, it should be possible to be makne b'mani, to be makne a debt even to someone who is not as yet born. So in other words, suppose somebody, let's say, will borrow money from a certain person, $1,000, and then the person who borrows the money will say, I obligate myself or to anyone of your relatives who will be born between now and 20 years later. So you should also be mechuyev. So now, then he shouldn't be mechuyev. Then he shouldn't be mechuyev. If the whole reason is why Mamish Loshen is effective, because it is the intention of the labor to mischive himself to the SMEs of the Malve, so Menele, since Eino de Makne Leid Dovosh Libaleilom, so if somebody will be Makne to Mamish Loshen, to someone who at the time of the Alvoya was not as yet born, so it shouldn't be effective. Let's say Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Oven. Let's say 10 years ago. Now there is a Levi who was born, I mean, let's say 30 years ago. So Shimon borrowed from Oven $1,000 30 years ago, and then Levi was born 10 years later. So then, according to the time, the reason is why Mamish Loshen is effective, because there was time with Alvoy. So it was the intention of the Levi to mischive himself to the SME of the Malve, but in this case, where 30 years later,